DanielBrett.com.
It is Joy FM's Joy Ride 632. First off, this morning, I mean, we're already praying and updating you. We have Jeff Easter live. Jeff Easter is live with us this morning from Charlotte, North Carolina. Good morning, Jeff.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, so let's recap what happened quickly. There was a two-day event going on in the Charlotte area with INSP. There's a big concert. We've been talking about the concert for a few weeks here on the station, by the way, especially our local stations there in Charlotte. And what we was a taping last night. The lineup was Jeff and Sherry and like Janet Paschal, I think, and the Bowling family were scheduled to be there. They were en route. Major accident happened. Now you and Sherry have been at the hospital and you've just gotten back, right?
Yeah, well, we got to the hospital at midnight last night, after Sherry and I were hosting the shows here, and we interview all the artists. We're going again today here. And so, yeah, we got there at midnight, and we got there about the same time that Mike's sister was there. And so it was Chris White and Kim, his wife, and of course Sherry and I. And we thought we was going to a waiting room, but God just worked it all out to where they said, well, Mike's right in this room. You can go see him if you want. Mm. And I'm like, yeah. And so we walked in, man, he was cracking jokes. I mean, he was in really good spirits, but the best way I've heard it described, you've seen a real bad boxing match, you know, where the eyes were out, his eyes were swollen shut. And, a buddy of ours that was there said, yeah, it looks like he's in a bad boxing match, you know, and lost. But, he was telling me the whole story, you know, what happened the night before. The bus, had some problems, far as, you know, little mechanical things. Mm-hmm. And, but they got all that fixed and on the way. And so going up 85 North, where the accident happened, there was some trucks just completely stopped in the interstate. And so the driver had a choice to the right, I think he said. It was like an embankment with a river. And he cut to the left and went across the three lanes of traffic, hitting the back of the tractor trailer. I saw Jonathan Penhall, used to drive for me. He's married to Tara.
Right.
So Tara was there. So when we left, of course, we went to Kelly's room. We talked to Kelly, and every one of them lost their phone. Mike and Kelly lost their phone, and so I left Kelly my other phone I had, and so she was able to communicate with her kids now. Caitlin, their middle daughter, they were letting her go home. She had a real bad cut on her face from her eyebrow to her ear, and so we loaded her up, and, you know, her collarbone cracked. So anytime she moved wrong, it was just hurting her. She's like 8 years old. And so Jonathan and I just talked to her, and she stood up to walk into the van, you know. But Hope, their oldest daughter, and Gracie, they were in the back seat. They were fine. Tara, her arm is hurt really bad. Her arm is real sore. In other words, they don't really know. But it was really good, and Mike was just saying, man, keep everything positive. Keep everybody praying for me. You know, when I walked in, the first thing he said was, man, it's a wild thing to do to get some publicity, you know. And I'm like, and he kept trying to hold his head up. I said, man, just rest. And then he's talking to Kim White about some video. They just cut a video a couple weeks ago, and he was asking some about editing and all that stuff. And we spent a good 10 minutes with Mike, and we literally heard it and got out so we wouldn't bother his rest, you know.
Right, right.
But there is some serious, you know, head wounds for Mike. And the doctor hadn't got there yet, Mike said, as far as, you know, checking everything internally. You know, they know there's some bleeding, but they don't know exactly. But Kelly was like, she was just looking over and seeing Mike and, you know, was worried about if he'd even make it, you know. So they airlifted Mike from the wreck to the hospital. And Caitlin was in the ambulance with Kelly for just a little while, for about 5 minutes. But her cut was so bad, they airlifted Caitlin with Mike to the hospital, and then Kelly took the ambulance. But they said, tell everybody that thanks for the prayers, and they can't believe the people that's called. And when we're leaving, Jason grabbing Adam, his wife, and Jason's wife, all of them, were just getting there. So it was neat that the whole family was able to be there with
You and I talked right after it happened yesterday, and then shortly after that, Kathy called, and of course she didn't know much, but John Penhollow was driving her in and everything, and so I guess the families have come pretty much from Nashville. I guess that's where they all were, right?
Yeah, they left Nashville like at midnight, and the bus did those little things, and so it was like 4 a.m. or something, yeah. Actually, when the bus got. And so, yeah, I was here at call time. They thought our bus, they pulled in to Bowling's, you know, and they came in as ready for sound check. And I said, no, but I got Mike and Kelly's number, so I called Mike, and he didn't answer, and then when Kelly didn't answer, you know, I thought, oh, that's weird. One of them always answers.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And then I was there with Kim White when she got the call.
Wow.
Kathy, that was a major act there.
Wow. Well, I don't know how much you're right there with it, but, and I think this was the CBS station in Charlotte has reported this, but I think they're basically just reporting what has been posted on Facebook from Aaron Crabb and from Jason Crabb, and they're saying that Mike has the brain hemorrhage.
See, they were there after I left, so doctor might have come in after that, and you know, I know to look at his face, you know, and he was sitting up right behind the driver,
right?
And he was holding Caitlin, so
right.
That was the deal. And of course, their piano player, sweet, sweet guy, he's a young, good looking guy, you know, he was in the buddy seat over there, and you know, it threw him back there to the booth where Hope was sitting, you know, and,
wow.
And it hurt his ankle and stuff. But, I just feel like God worked it all out for us to go and to be an encouragement to him, you know, and just for us to see Mike and talk to him. And, you know, because you hear so many different things. I heard his foot was messed up and, you know, his foot wasn't even, you know, he didn't have an issue with his foot, you know.
Yeah. Who was driving? Do you know?
I don't know the driver. He got a new driver a couple, 3 weeks ago, and I talked to Tracy Stuffel yesterday, and that Mike was really bragging on his new driver, said he was really a good guy. And, I don't even know that. I never met him last night, but I talked to everybody, even down to the sound guy. He's 20 years old, and he's the one that really kept Mike, you know, when they had him out. Mm. He kept trying to doze off and kept him awake and alert.
Yeah.
Until the helicopter got there.
Well, man, I know you guys are exhausted from the night and the concerts, the tapings, and then all this that's happened through the night. So thanks for calling in. I think we are supposed to talk to Jason in a couple of hours. So so we'll hear more from them. And so let me ask you before we go, you know, we've extended to the family and everyone there, you know, anything we can do to help. And obviously we're going to pray, and that's what we're going to continue to do throughout the show. But do you know of any details yet that they've mentioned that we could start thinking about as far as financial needs or needs for, I mean, are they going to be, you think they'll be in Charlotte for an extended period while Mike recovers, if there's any kind of housing need or anything like that?
Yeah, I know that Inspirational Network here has been so kind. You know, one of the main guys was one of the first to get there. And I know they hooked him up with any motels, never had any motels they needed, and some cars. And so they were left in, you know, a couple of, about three cars last night when all the family left to go to the motel. So Mike and Kelly are the only two that are still in the hospital. But other than that, they were just Mike said, man, keep it all positive. And everybody praying for me. This is crazy. He said, I didn't want to, you know, but, you know, at least my kids are fine. And Kelly was same way.
Yeah.
She was in her bunk, you know, and she had just dozed off. And it was, so she got an issue with her foot and her back.
Right.
But she said, you know what, my kids are great. I'm happy. And I'm glad Mike's doing great. So, they just said keep it positive, and I'm sure there'll be financial needs that we can all pitch in and help out. You know, Mike just got his brand new iPhone 4 he was tickled about, you know, and she was talking about that, but it's just little things. It's just, we're all such a close-knit family, including guys there at Joy FM and our groups.
Yeah.
And boy, when this happens, it's like, you know, stuff does happen like this.
Yeah, it does.
I was amazed at just within a matter of minutes, the entire Facebook community had rallied together. I mean, I can't imagine the number of prayers that was going up at one time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and people around the world, I saw stuff from as far away as Australia talking about this. Yeah.
Well, let me say from experience as a gospel artist and Sherry going through breast cancer, when they start praying, I'd always heard the expression, you know, we could feel your prayers. And I'm like, well, I don't know what they mean by that.
Right.
When Sherry went through that deal, I got it. I'm like, wow.
Mm-hmm. You can feel it.
The strength, the encouragement to help us out. And you know, just like before the family could get there, I mean, we just walked in and we were able to be an encouragement to Mike and to Kelly and Sherry. And Kelly talked a long time about, Kelly called when Sherry was going through breast cancer, said, I can't keep my mind off of you. And Sherry was just saying, when she walked in, said, Kevin, your miracle song got me through my hard times. Now you just got to sing your song, you know, keep it up.
Wow.
So, and like I say, that was midnight last night, and, you know, today's a new day. But his final words to me were, man, keep it all positive.
Well, we'll do that. And that miracle song, we've got it here. Jeff Easter, thanks for waking up real early or staying up late for us, whatever the case may be, man. You're a trooper, and keep us updated if anything we can do, okay?
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Jeff.
Mike and Kelly Bowling, pray for them. You can call us if you'd like to pray on the air for them. Voice that prayer, 888-569-9974. For our Joy FM stations, we're going to keep the music rolling here for a little while and pick back up with our breaks in a moment. It's 8:25. Let's welcome to our guest line, and we wish it were under different circumstances, obviously, but Jason Grab, man, I know you are wore out and exhausted, but thanks for taking time to update us.
Yeah, you know what, I'm glad I get to come on today and say, you know what, as right now everybody's doing absolutely wonderful, and tell you, God watches over his kids, and you know what? We're a very, very happy family today.
We talked to Jeff Easter earlier this morning, and obviously all the news stations and agencies out of Charlotte are reporting on this, and so we understand it was a bad crash. Do you have any medical updates that you'd like to pass along or are able to of the family?
Well, Caitlin's doing good. She came out of surgery. They had a plastic surgeon come in. She had a really bad gash around from her eye that came back. I mean, it was bad. But anyway, she came out, and she has a broken clavicle. And she came out of surgery last night. We brought her to the room, and as far as I know, she got through the night as less painful as she could. And then, you know, the girls are fine. The youngest ones, Kelly, looks like she has a broken vertebrae, broken foot. But, man, let me tell you something. She just lays there and squalls and thanks God and praises God that she's got her babies and her husband. And you know what? At the end of the day, that's all you can do.
Yeah.
And Mike, he looks worse. You know, he's the one that took the biggest brunt of it all. You know, he looks like he's been in the ring, actually, 2 12 rounds with Mike Tyson and lost both.
Yeah. right. Wow.
But he has a fractured skull, and you know, I just dozed off, just maybe an hour and a half ago or what have you. And as far as we know, we were still waiting for the neurosurgeon to come in to see if there should be any surgery there, and you know, because there was a fractured skull, they had a little bleeding there on the brain, so we have to figure that out. And now he has a broken wrist and just lacerations all over his face. But, you know, Mike, you know, he's like, boy, you know, he's just cutting up and all those types of things. You know, just, you know, Mike, how he is. He's just cutting up and having a big time and as much as he possibly can. And knowing that I know he's hurting pretty bad. So,
yeah.
So you know what? That's as far as we, Well, you know, we'll say this. Oh, goodness, my mind's bad right now because I'm so tired.
That's okay.
Piano player, he was sitting in the driver or the buddy seat and just turned to do something on the phone. And what's wild is when the impact took place, it threw him backwards and it threw everybody else forwards.
Mm.
And that's what don't make a lot of sense at all, except the hand of God, because everybody went, if he would have went forward the way that everybody else did, he, you know, he probably wouldn't have made it.
Wow.
And, but man, I'm telling you, it's just the wildest thing. He was sitting right there in the little buddy seat right next, you know, to the door where it goes out. And, but, you know, when I walked up on him last night, he said, I just don't know. And he was just in shock and goes, I just don't know how did I didn't survive this, because that chair was laying out in the road.
Yeah.
So, you know what? Today, right now, we are just thinking, praising God, you know, that everybody is okay. Tara had a hurt arm, which I thought, you know, they thought was broke, but she's doing good, so.
And Mike and Kelly have three kids, right?
They have three kids.
And they were all on the bus?
They were all there.
But Caitlin was the only one that was really injured badly, right?
Yeah, Caitlin was the one that was injured badly, and, you know, the other two girls, you know, it's going to be a pretty heavy process to recover from this. I mean, you know, when this is what you do. It's not only just scars and something that you got to, I mean, this is your livelihood.
Mm-hmm.
And this is how they, you know, this is how they feed each other.
Right.
How they, you know, how they survive and how we all do. And so last night they were bringing the girls, you know, in the car to the motel. And, you know, they were all very heavily upset with just riding in the car. And saying, you know, we're going too fast. And, you know, and I mean, you know, just barely going. And so this is one, you know, it's one of these things that it's going to take some time.
We've been asking people to pray, and we've noticed, especially on Facebook, the whole world has just responded, it seems like, all the way around the globe, Australia, Ireland. We've gotten response this morning. People are praying, and people pulling together. And even, Jason, I'll tell you, even this is a great testament of the church. Even the contemporary stations, the contemporary Christian stations, are calling us and wanting feedback and wanting to know how they can pray, and they're getting their listeners involved. So it's bigger than Southern Gospel.
Right.
It's the church pulling together for this family. And isn't that cool?
That is absolutely wonderful. The family of God comes together. I say this, you know, if it wasn't for the prayers, you know, it's just right now. Look at everything. You look at pictures of the bus. You look at how it all took place and how they were over, you know, a bridge over water. I mean, you know, where it was all at, you know, and you're just so thankful that God had his hand, you know, on the babies and on your family and on the van and everybody, you know, just very, very grateful. Even the driver, you know, he got to leave last night. So we're very grateful.
That was going to ask you about the driver. So the driver has been dismissed from the hospital?
Yeah, he was released.
Wow.
I mean, like, just in a few hours.
Wow. Well, listen, you're exhausted. You get rest, and we're going to pray for the family. We'll say it this way. We've been talking about this. We don't know what the tangible needs are for them. If we knew what they needed, we'd go to bat for them. We're going to stay in touch with you guys, and when you know of needs. I understand that I think lodging and rental cars, if I understand right, you think that's been taken care of at least for the immediate future?
Well, for right now.
Right now.
You know, for right now. You know, but it's going to be, I tell you what, Britt, the best thing for me to do is just clear my head here in just a few hours and just really think about it, because this is heavy. I mean, you know, when you take out your home away from home and that's what you have to support and everything. I mean, that's God's told, you know. And they're in no shape to do this. And sad thing is there's you know, there's not a lot of sponsorships in this music that we do, you know, and
right.
So, so you know what? They're gonna rely on the a lot of people.
Yeah.
And so when we figure that out, for sure we'll let you know. And maybe you come up with something. It's just one of those things where they're gonna need our hand of help.
Well, people are ready to help, and we will be sitting on go when that need arises, and when we know if it's a financial need or something else. Jason, thanks for calling in and updating us. I know that's it's been a relief to hear your voice and to you know, kind of as a family spokesperson to tell us what's going on. So appreciate you doing that. If I don't know how long you guys Mike's going to be in Charlotte, North Carolina. We have radio stations there, so you tell them we're just a phone call away.
Thank you guys so much, and I got to say a big thank you to everybody that has been praying. I'm going to tell you something. God answers prayers, and I just thank you guys for that.
Absolutely. Jason Crabb. Jason Crabb, man, thanks for doing this, and we are praying. We're continuing until 10 o'clock, doing a heavy focus on prayer for Mike and Kelly Bowling, and just like the music they record, like this, praying for that miracle for Mike and Kelly Bowling and the whole family.